Gentlemen, welcome to the Armchair Gamer Podcast, episode number 10. Joining me today is Jeremy Brown.
Is this where I say hi, or do you want me to wait?
Well, yeah, you did, so...
Alright, excellent.
I don't know Alicia Mir's name. That might be his name, I don't even know. But
that is my name. I shall pronounce it, though, because it's rather difficult. Elisha Mueller.
Elisha, you sound like a biblical figure.
That's because it is. It's a prophet.
Yeah, I'm not up to date with my biblical figures.
Nor am I.
For various reasons. And JJ.
Ruler of the planet Omicron Persei 8.
You know, you can't rule any planet when your internet can't even keep up. So, this is the Armchair Gamer Podcast, episode number 10, as I already said, and I already introduced everyone, so I guess we'll get started with our weeks, and I'll start off first, because I'm more important than everyone else.
That's true.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that if you took me out of the podcast, it would be relatively the same, but...
Oh, that's not true.
That's...
Maybe 10 minutes shorter.
I'll leave it to editing to do that. So this week, I guess I'll do games, because this is a gaming podcast. I don't know why it is. I really shouldn't have made it one, but it is. So,
yeah.
Big thing I played this week was the Darkness 2 demo, and I have mixed feelings about it. I did not play the original Darkness, so I was kind of hesitant in playing this one. And when I started playing it, the first thing I noticed was the art style. In Game Informer, I saw that the art was feeling more of a cartoony kind of comic book feel. And it's kind of strange, because at some point, it does have that cartoon comic book feel, not a cartoon feel. That would be quite different. But other times, it kind of feels... realistic, and I don't know, it just feels weird. I don't really like it that much.
Does it feel, like, segmented? Like, there's parts of that seem realistic and then parts that feel comic booky, or does it just feel like a weird mix?
At times it feels segmented. I noticed there's some scenes, especially when you see the main character's hands, and weapons, and some colors and stuff, they look kind of comic booky. But then the facial animations and the facial structure is, I don't know, it's just, it's kind of strange mixture that doesn't really make sense.
So it mixes within the same, like the same scene will have part and part, so it's not like for 5 minutes it'll be graphic novel-y and then 5 minutes it'll be real. It kind of, like the same picture will have two different aspects.
Well, that's what it's weird, because, when I'm playing it, I almost have to distinguish between what the comic book is. Like, you can look at it and see some cell shading, and you can see all that. But then at the same time, it has this weird, like, realistic thing at the same time. And it's hard to distinguish between the two, because neither one of them are done very well. It's okay, and when it does get really comic book-esque, I really like it. It kind of reminds me of, Geodox's game, Borderlands.
Borderlands.
Yeah. And I like that, and then it kind of does this weird switch. And speaking of weird switches, on Saturday I watched Firefly, all 14 episodes of Firefly.
Thoughts?
So Firefly is, for those who don't know, it's Joss Whedon's 2002 space sci-fi western kind of series. It had 14 episodes and a movie, which I have not seen yet. And it was canceled because Fox is evil. No more explanation is needed than Fox is evil. I liked it a lot. I liked the western themes and I like the western elements. There's definitely some well implemented western elements, but at the same time it just kind of like, it reminded me almost of The Darkness. When I played that, I was like, oh, this kind of reminds me of Firefly, where there's these two separate things, and sometimes the transition from one frenetic element to another is jarring, to say the least. They're flying around in Serenity, and in the next moment, they're riding horses, and I'm kind of perplexed by this change, but it's an enjoyable show, and I can't wait to watch Serenity, so I assume that someone else here has already seen Firefly, and
I have. Yep. I have seen all Firefly and Serenity, I'd just like to say that you won't be disappointed by Serenity, because I think that it really addresses the what your main problem is of the jarring switches, because it's more of, like, one theme throughout.
Okay. Just me is a great visionary and all that, but, I mean, sometimes it just kind of feels like he combined two things, and he just kind of does it just because, like, it's like, oh, no one's done this before, and maybe no one's really done that for a reason. Cowboys and Aliens, that was, like, that's the farthest it's gone, and that's not even really the same thing. But I enjoyed it, and so, yeah, watch Firefly. It's on instant streaming and Hulu, basically everywhere. And, of course, if you want to be a jerk, you can just illegally watch it. You shouldn't do that, because...
No, I shouldn't do that. There's way too many ways to watch it.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah. So, anyway, Jeremy, how was your week this week?
My week's been busy outside of gaming. I have been, had some stuff going on at work, so it's...
Okay, welcome to segment two, where we talk about news, hopefully. I guess, what is the biggest news this week?
Resident Evil 6?
Is that really the biggest news of the week?
I don't know. I think that's really the only news that happened other than rumors.
Well, SOPA getting kind of...
Well,
unless you talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, SOPA, I didn't expect it to get... I mean, there was a lot of...
Yeah, it's not a huge surprise,
like,
really.
Yeah, I think that... I heard that Google was going down, Wikipedia was going down, I was pretty sure the message would get out there, and congressmen, especially close to election season, but not them necessarily, but I don't even know how elections work, so, honestly.
You magically choose the person you want to become president, and then by a tribal jury, they decide if they are worthy.
Welcome to America.
And the losers have to battle each other in a big giant arena.
Mm-hmm.
For vice president.
I mean, you can't really be surprised that something didn't pass. It wasn't, the support for it wasn't coming from the right people. The people that were supporting it weren't really the people that you'd want, besides, like, GoDaddy, like the MPAA. I don't know what they're doing supporting SOPA. They don't understand anything anyway, but, so SOPA's gone. Resident Evil 6, are people mad about that? Is that the controversy thing? I haven't even heard that much.
Well, I mean, just the fact that Capcom's actually announcing it is kind of
big. Was there a trailer or something?
Yeah, and that's where most of the excitement being generated comes from, because there's a whole bunch of, like... I guess fan nods, you could say, bringing back a bunch of characters that haven't been seen for a while.
I tried playing Resident Evil 5 a little while ago, and I don't know, this Resident Evil has really turned into something that I just don't really want to play.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's also part of the reason why people are excited for it, because they saw Shambling Zombies, so they think, oh, maybe this will be a return to form for the series, so... I don't know, I'm kind of sensing a bit of Sonic Cycle here.
Maybe. I don't know much about it. I do know that people did get pretty excited about it, and Daniel seen the trailer and read the news, and he's pretty excited, so... Guess we'll see what happens, but I haven't. I know very little about it. But it wasn't around for the review or the reveal.
The president is a zombie, so.
Yeah, this looks.
Yeah. Well.
Like a game almost.
That's news.
Yes, it is your fault.
What am I hearing in
the
background?
Oh, that's the trailer.
I don't know. Oh, that's the Resident Evil trailer.
Because I'm too lazy to edit stuff. So I'll just play I should start doing that with, like, the introduction music and stuff, like.
just play it over whatever we're doing.
It wouldn't be that hard to put it in there. I could just put it underneath it. But, you know, I was watching that for my own benefit, and I saw some people, some zombies, and someone saying president, so I guess that's Resident Evil.
Yeah, that's pretty much Resident Evil in a nutshell.
In the edit.
Wait, did they say T-Virus or G-Virus or anything like that? Because then it's really Resident Evil.
I hope they said G-Man, so they could be a Half-Life time.
that would be quite the combination.
STD-Virus?
Ah. You turned today, though. I wouldn't have expected it from the Orange and Gamer podcast.
But you don't really need to say STD virus, because an STD is pretty much a virus anyway, so that'd be kind of redundant, wouldn't it?
Thank you, Ancient Joke Chicken.
Funny story, I was trying to find some news just a second ago, and I went on IGN, and I didn't find any. Funny story. Carry on.
Rayman Origins is coming to the PC, PC looks
yeah,
like.
That would be assuming that everyone who hasn't already played the game, I mean, like, everyone who wants to play on the PC probably already has, for less than legal.
If they sell it for like 10 or 15 bucks on PC on Steam, I think they'll sell a lot of them, but they're not going to get 60 bucks out of it.
Yep. Well, I mean, they already lowered the price to 30 bucks, which is kind of. Wait, they did?
I don't know that they did or that the retailers did.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, I heard about the Legend of Zelda people playing it on their computers because they could get HD, and I suspect that people have already started doing the same thing. Oh, wait, it only came out on the HD console. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, it's already available in HD. It's a beautiful game.
Yeah, it is.
Funny story, I went on GameSpy trying to find some news and I didn't.
I'm sensing a theme
here. Companies owned by Fox are terrible. That's the theme.
I thought that we already knew that. Yeah. I thought that was just general knowledge.
He was just cluing me in because I had to.
The Idle Man told me that I shouldn't tell him to talk about Final Fantasy 13-2. So I'm gonna ask you to talk about Final Fantasy 13-2 because you told me that I should tell you to do that. So what do you have to say about Final Fantasy 13-2?
Well, first of all, Final Fantasy 13, I hated with a deep passion. I didn't even finish it. Most of the games, even if I don't like a game, I'll finish it just to see where it goes. I couldn't do that with Final Fantasy 13. So, and Final Fantasy 13 too, I think that this is cementing my belief that Final Fantasy is dead to me. I cannot play another one after this because I have a feeling that this is where Square Enix is going to go with it. They're going to make more linear games, and eventually we're just going to be stuck behind cover while we're waiting to press A some more so that we can try to attack the enemy through a giant, flashy combo system.
Jim Sterling, that destructoid man with his controversy, he said that Final Fantasy is the Star Wars of video games. Agree, disagree?
Agree. I will agree with that, because it started off great. I mean, the first games in the Final Fantasy series are fantastic, and Final Fantasy 3 or 6 or whatever is one of my favorite games of all time. But pretty much everything after 7 is kind of downhill. Not like immediately everything is awful, but it gets worse. And then I think Final Fantasy 10 was really where the story just crapped itself.
Yeah, I loved it. My favorite part, the most emotional part of Final Fantasy X was that one, yeah,
laughing
that
scene?
Wonderful laughing scene. I stopped playing the game after that. I was like, oh, I'm done with this. Which is good, because afterward, like, I liked it. I was like, this is a great game. Up until that point, I realized, oh.
The gameplay was fantastic. It really brought Final Fantasy forward to a new standard for gameplay and graphics, but my god, the story. I don't think they actually did any writing. They just kind of like built a couple cities, and then they told some one person on their team, make them say some things so that they go these places. And then they ended it on the biggest cliche in gaming, so it didn't really matter anyways.
Well, I liked the 13-2 demo.
Really? Yeah. Oh, man. I've heard that it's been better in Japanese. We just need to keep playing that the entire rest of the episode.
That would make a great ringtone.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I'm crying, this is so good.
You know, oh god. Bad memories, but hilarious.
This is why I don't watch anime.
Perfectly valid reason.
Okay. I mean,
you were saying you like the demo, Mojo?
Yeah, I don't think it's that too terribly bad. You know, I do miss the old days of, although I didn't actually play the games back in those days, but the earlier Final Fantasies are the ones I still prefer. You know, I liked being able to go anywhere and do whatever I want and deal with those consequences as it happened. But I do like the battle system. I think that I got used to it in Final Fantasy 13, and there's some pretty cool upgrades. The story, whatever. It's going to be some sort of continuation of the Final Fantasy 13 story, so
I
guess I just...
never with the gameplay, because Final Fantasy 13, it wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't exactly in-depth. It was mostly button-mashing, but it was... I guess you could say it was fun, but it was always the story that was the real problem for me, because it didn't make sense, and it did not keep me engaged. So if Final Fantasy 13 didn't have a good story, then I wasn't going to play it. And they added time travel, which I don't really... And they focused it on characters that I hated from the first games, so I don't really see how that addresses story problems.
So basically, it's the Lost of video games.
Yeah, basically. Actually, yeah, that's a very good comparison. The first two seasons of Lost are great, but as soon as you go after that, they tried experimenting with new things and adding in different twists and things that didn't work at all, and eventually you're just left with, well, something that's utterly confusing, and you don't want to go near it ever again.
Yeah, I still watch every season.
Yeah.
I actually like Lost, but,
Oh, I like Lost too, don't get me wrong, but I was trying to make a metaphor to Final Fantasy.
I'm actually looking across the room at my Final Fantasy, my Lost Season 1, and I want to watch it, but I'm doing a podcast right now, so I can't. It's keeping me down. Anyway, what's news? Like, there's no news.
There's rumors. There's a lot of rumors.
Yeah, but just because it isn't news, so they just have to make up rumors. Like,
yeah,
man, Microsoft is having a really slow news day. We need something on the presses. Oh, yeah, we're making a whole new console. Microsoft. I liked the rumor that the next Xbox won't play used games.
Yeah, how are they going to implement that? Are they going to... Oh, God. Oh, no. Please don't make it so that you have to enter a code in order to actually play the game.
Disc has, like, a...
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a scratch and sniff thing? After it reads it one time, it can tell that it's already been played by the smell?
I mean, and a little while ago, that might not seem so outlandish, but after this whole online pass thing, I wouldn't put it past people to try to make that happen. And of course, the only response will be that people hack the console, and Stable will take it out anyway. So, like, it's kind of inevitable. That.
I mean, the problem with that is that you're punishing the people that, that would have supported buying and bought the games anyway, and then you're just not really doing anything about the ones that don't legitimately buy the games.
I mean, there's no real point for it. The online pass thing is really short-sighted business, and it's not working for anyone. Hasn't really been larger new game sales because someone can't access Uncharted 3's stellar online mode now.
So there's a rumor that the new Xbox will have some sort of software to prevent what?
Used games.
Or
because that makes sense. I mean, this is my
understand. I can understand why they're doing it, and used games still really aren't. They still really aren't fair to the developers, but they're already making so much money because games are way overpriced that I don't see how they're taking so much of a loss.
I can't help but shed a tear for the $1 million that Infinity Ward lost because of piracy of Modern Warfare 3. It's really tragic.
Well, I do think there are a lot of smaller companies that don't have the luxury of Infinity Ward when it comes to that sort of stuff, but I don't know how they could possibly keep in, you know, that would basically be saying any copy that's never been... I think we lost.
No, we're good. Just the buzzing. Okay.
Any game that's not connected to that console couldn't be played on it. That just doesn't make any sense. I just don't see how they could possibly do that.
It's probably just a rumor, and so...
I'm hoping it's just a rumor.
I wouldn't give it much merit. I don't know, maybe it will.
I could see pirated software. I could see, where they could possibly do that, but, boy, I don't... That would be a bad move on their part to do that.
Again, what company thinks ahead? I mean, they just all want to make money now, so.
That is true.
Well, shall we not think of happier rumors?
No happy rumors here.
No happy rumors?
We want as many people to commit suicide.
Oh, okay. Let's see, what other...
Here's an evil thing, Nintendo.
I get it.
I'm like the trade Parker in that story of video games. I am the trade Parker of video games, and you cannot defeat that claim. Actually, you can refute that claim very easily because I'm not that funny, but I digress. I digress, actually.
You can't win them all, man. Just keep on cracking jokes. They all get funny
eventually. Yeah, it's people like this. Like, I'm playing games with friends and stuff. Like, at that impossible hour, 3 o'clock in the morning, everything is funny, so.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that the longer people are listening to the podcast, the more they'll think things are funny.
Especially if you listen to this at 2 o'clock in the morning. Then you'll think it's hilarious. And if you listen to it while you're asleep, it will influence your dreams because.
You'll all be like us.
Actually, I don't want anyone else like me. I thought it would be...
That would be kind of scary.
The world above myself. They're really consistent on the community, Steam app...
Everybody making Nintendo jokes then.
There's Steam app for the iOS and Android devices. I don't know what that's going to do. Is it going to just, like, keep track of, you know, Steam stuff or whatever? I don't know.
You're going to be able to see your screenshots and... So I think you can chat or send messages to people on your friends list.
Well, I mean, like... I don't know. Steam is just such a strange, strange thing. Aliens.
It's an addictive
thing. Yeah, Aliens. The Aliens game is being pushed back to fall. Just to add some context to that, I remember back in 2007 when I got my Aliens Marines uniform recovery. Yes, 2007. It's 2012 now. I'm looking for that game still. Can't wait.
It's been a while.
Soon it'll be just like Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh God, that is a horrifying thought.
I saw the collector's edition of Duke Nukem Forever at GameStop the other day for like $9.99. I think.
Still too expensive. They would need to pay me to play that.
I almost bought it just for the novelty, but I couldn't do it.
It's a tag underneath it that says, please buy me.
We're going to start seeing, like, those really depressing commercials that play a bunch of sad music, and it'll just show Duke really walking around with no one there for him.
Yeah.
Please buy him.
Poor Duke.
Okay.
Just play one of those YouTube videos of him saying, I've got balls of steel on repeat.
Okay,
I've got balls of fail.
I like the one where he can't chew gum and sell video games at the same time, and he's already chewing gum.
Okay. That's how you got with its welcome. Certainly not as humorous as Final Fantasy X Final Fantasy. What games, is anyone excited for a game this month at all?
This month? I don't think anything comes out this month.
Final Fantasy 13 too.
Yeah, are you games that are actually fun coming out this month that people are excited for?
Yeah,
ouch.
What?
Shrieking. Hold on, let me look.
I'm shrieking that hater is.
This month or next month?
This, or next month, I'll just say...
This month or next month?
Cool.
Well, okay, so February, Kingdoms of Amalur. I'm still excited about it, although I'm not, you know, as thrilled about it as I was.
I mean, the world is... I still think that the world is cool, and the graph... It's a really good-looking game, but the problems mainly come from gameplay and the story issues. And it seems, even though it's open world, it feels linear. Which is weird.
Is there a definite release date on Bioshock Infinite yet, or...?
Oh, no, unfortunately not. I'm looking forward to that so
I'm
going
to tweet to Tim Levine. Maybe my tweet will...
And there's not one for Metro Last Light either. Oh.
The Darkness 2 comes out in February as well, and I'm still excited for that game.
I'll see how it reviews and stuff, and
Twisted Metal. Though I'm not excited for it, but it does come out.
Yeah, it comes out. I feel like Twisted Metal kind of missed its shot.
I'll be honest, I kind of forgot about it.
Which I've heard was like a pretty good Half-Life 2 mod is getting its own game.
Yeah, Dear Esther. That's coming out next month,
I think. Twisted...
It says 2 weeks, 4 days, and 16 hours.
Yeah, that's
on Steam.
2011. In 2011, if Twisted Metal had come out then, we had all these cool kind of juvenile antic games like Bulletstorm and not Duke Nukem. But I feel like Twisted Metal could have come out then when people were kind of into that stuff. And but oh well. I played Twisted Metal 2 on the PS3 a little bit, and it is not that fun anymore because I don't like analog controls there. Well,
I just don't think the social or the multiplayer gamers want a car combat.
Yeah,
game.
I feel like David Jaffe is admirable for trying to do it, but it's probably not gonna work.
There's not a lot of buzz around it, and Sony's not even hardly promoting it.
Yeah.
And
I think Sony's been having some real problems with advertising things, because there's been no publicity for the Vita right now, and there's been no publicity for a lot of their bigger titles, or not much anyway.
Speaking of the Vita, sales of it are still plummeting in Japan.
You mean the fails of it?
No, I mean the sales, because...
It's a pun.
Yeah, well, your pun failed. Like, the sales of the Vita.
Okay.
Yeah, it needs a price drop soon, real soon, in a drastic one if they want to salvage it.
Well, it hasn't even come out in the U.S. yet, so, I don't understand why they did that, because, were they trying to, like, appeal to the Japanese sensibilities and be like, yeah, we like you too, Japan, or, I don't know,
Well, the thing is, they released software at launch that was more geared towards, you know, the North America or the West, but yet they push the crap out of the Vita, the hardware itself, in Japan. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why they wouldn't do one or the other.
Because the Japanese love Uncharted. Big fans back there.
Yeah, that's becoming very obvious.
I'm pretty sure the decent thing reviewers have been getting Japanese Vitas and stuff just to get ahead. They've been getting Japanese Vitas and Japanese versions of Uncharted. And they haven't even been dubbed in Japanese, I don't think, Uncharted.
No, it's English.
I was on a vacation, and there was a TNT channel that had English television movies, but then randomly Spanish advertisements, and, I don't know, kind of reminds me of that, just random, doesn't make sense at all, but, it's always funny how they can't do the same thing in the West. Like, you can't release a game that's in Japanese in the West. You have to localize everything, and, I don't know. Might have something
it's interesting. I'm not sure what their game plan, or if they even have one, is.
I think they're just kind of like, Nathan Drake, people like that guy, don't they? I don't know.
Well, I think they're counting on the hardware being so impressive that people will just buy it, and that's not the case anymore. Not with handhelds.
There's no real reason to, no one's, like, I could, I have an iPod right now, and I would be fine just playing iPod games, because the amount of time I spend, using, circumstances where I would do mobile games is, I can just play Temple Run. I mean, it's just something to pass the time. That's also why I don't get, like, Final Fantasy and stuff on the iPod, because, I'm not gonna play Final Fantasy on that.
No, not with finger controls.
No, and it's, like, really overpriced as well. That's another reason why.
Fingering.
I love how he just, like, disappears. He says nothing for, like, half the show, and he's like, oh, finger it. This is my contribution to your podcast, so.
It works, I suppose.
So, I guess that's a thing that happens. I don't know, like, there's nothing else that's going on.
Mass Effect 3 is coming out in March, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Getting there.
I
really?
Don't do the...
Insomniac is done with Resistance.
I don't...
Well, I mean, I was kind of anticipating
I
that.
Don't really do Mass Effect. Like, I didn't play the first one because it's... I only have a PlayStation 3. Didn't play the second one because I haven't gotten around to it. And so I have no real reason to be excited for the final entry in the series.
Actually, I remember that now. I remember you talked about your Mass Effect situation before. I'm excited for it, no doubt about it.
I just don't really have any reason to be excited for it.
I like Mass Effect. I like Mass Effect and all, but not that big of a fan of second sequels.
Well, I mean, it was a planned trilogy, so I tend to make an exception to
I
that.
I hope that Mass Effect 3 is a great game and it gives all these Game of Year awards, but I kind of want them to do George Lucas. I think that would be kind of fun.
But you want them to make a George Lucas game?
No, I want
game?
Them to, like, pull a George Lucas.
A game about George Lucas is life.
Well, we decided...
Because that's what I was hearing.
We thought that Commander Shepard should be have more emotions. So, now he cries every time he kills someone. every time that he shoots his gun, he does a cross across him. So that he's religious. By Mass Effect 3.
They replace all mentions of Morden with Jar Jar Binks.
There'll be a big controversy. Shepard shot first.
Shepard shot first. Oh yeah, there's a scene that could actually work for that.
He's a shepherd.
I love it because George Lucas' philosophy for making the prequels was taking all the awesome characters that you liked and just turning them into terrible, terrible characters by going backwards in time. I love it.
I still think it's a psychology study put on by the government.
Shepard's band from the first and second game kind of like Jar Jar Binks, pretty much?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry. So I'll just assume that you're right.
He had, like, a fan in the first game.
Is he, like, your biggest fan in Oblivion?
Conrad Werner!
Okay,
now I know
who
you're talking about.
I like him. You guys have hopefully played Oblivion, maybe.
And Adorian.
Yeah, that guy's great. I love knocking him off cliffs and stuff. All the time.
I like killing him in Inconvenience.
Head with an arrow.
I was doing Dark Brotherhood quests where he was following me. And it's like, why not?
I used to have an Adoring fan, but then I took I'm not going
to
say
it. I used to have Adoring fans like you. Then I lost half of my brain in a war. Now I live in a psychiatric hospital.
That's what I was going to say.
That's where he was going with that one.
Just do something that's like really depressing and it's like, what do you expect me to say? There's really, like, no news at all because so much of it this late in the console cycle is just people saying whatever they can, whatever they want about it. So.
Why don't we say whatever we think is going to happen with the next console?
Okay,
then?
I think that the next thoughts will be.
There's not going to be Atari.
I feel that the next Xbox will run exclusively on Mountain Dew. You will have to pour Mountain Dew into the Xbox for it to run.
And you'll have to buy specially packaged Mountain Dew.
I feel that the PlayStation 4 will most likely, you'll have to hack into the system for it to work properly. If you do not hack into the system, you will be unable to play games on the PlayStation 2 console or PlayStation 3. They will remove backwards capability after already proving that they can do it, just because. For the Wii, I feel that they will abandon the hardcore market and instead make games that no one buys, such as Mario Party and...
Mario Party 10, they were just going to skip right past 9.
Mario Golf. They'll keep making the same game over and over, but then...
You mean they haven't been doing that?
Except for it won't be good. Except for it won't be good anymore. And, I feel that, that Neo
mean, they haven't been doing that before?
The Neo Geo will be the biggest handheld.
It'll have all the best exclusives.
No, I feel that a National Geographic will make a video game console, and it will only have Cabela's Hunting on it. That'll be the only game you can play. But it'll be very realistic Cabela's Hunting, and there'll be a Steve Irwin simulator. I don't know if you can keep this
on. Every time a tiger attack kills you, you actually die.
Yep. I feel that Fox will make a console. The Fox broadcast.
But they'll probably just cancel it after about 3 weeks.
They'll release title after title to critical acclaim, universal critical acclaim. They will have all the games will get with hundreds of Metacritic. They will be perfect, flawless games. And then Fox will decide that they have not made enough money off of it because they haven't got their $500 billion a week, and they will shut down the console.
And all the developers associated with
and
it.
And they will continually hire the same people again and again to make shows and then cancel them just to spite them. I've really failed satire. It's not even really satire, but just stating things that people have already said are wrong. And then finally, I feel that
Nolan North will star in video games. A lot of
I feel that
That is incredibly incorrect. I don't know where you're getting that information.
I feel that the GameCube will make a resurgence.
A GameCube renaissance,
yes,
if you will?
We'll have four dimensional
GameCube Inquisition.
Four dimensional.
Nobody expects the GameCube Inquisition.
Yeah, it'll be like the Spanish attacking Native Americans. Exactly the same thing. A GameCube will ride up in like silver armor and take over everyone.
This is what happens when there's no news in the games industry.
I feel that Nathan Fillion will make Nathan Drake, and Nathan Drake will play Nathan Fillion.
Who's playing Nolan North?
No, Nathan Drake will do an impression of Nolan Moore, doing an impression of Nathan Fillion.
Oh my god.
Who's doing an impression of Obama.
Okay.
I cannot tell you my sources of how I know this will happen, but I look forward to it in the upcoming calendar year. Finally, I feel that Bioshock Infinite will get multiple Game of the Year awards, and then 2 years later, people will say it was a terrible game. So that's my predictions. Anyone else have any predictions?
I'm predicting that they
will... I think you covered
them all.
I don't know what else there is.
Well, I've got one thing to add to the Bioshock Infinite thing. They will also have a studio make a sequel to Bioshock Infinite called Bioshock Infinite Plus
One.
No, it'll
be Bioshock Infinite 2 Electric Boogaloo. Carry on.
Wherein you play relatively the same plot, and they will add in a multiplayer component. And not really change anything.
Bioshock Infinite 2, this time it's personal.
Bioshock Finite.
Bioshock Finite Plus 2. They will make DLC called You're Still Playing This Game. Wow. And it will be better than the actual game, but no one will play it because the actual game is terrible. And I feel the same.
Actually, the DLC will have nothing to do with the game, even though it requires the disc to play, and it will be an entirely different game developed by a different developer, and has nothing to do with the Bioshock Universe characters or anything relating to that.
I feel like the DLC will actually start Duke Nukem. And...
It's the Duke Nukem game we were actually waiting for.
Duke Nukem, Papel's philosophy, this time it's personal. I also predict that Mickey Mouse will finally be in a good game, and it will be called Mickey Mouse The Terminator Chronicles.
which will be cancelled by Fox, yes?
Fox, who did not even have anything to do with the production of the game, will somehow cancel it. and then NBC will step in and pick it back up. I think that Universal actually will pick it back up and then name it something different, make one movie, and then drop the license again.
These are incredibly detailed predictions.
Informers will be replaced by a video game magazine that is purchased at mall kiosks, namely Panera Bread restaurants. I feel that you will be able to purchase a video game magazine at that location, and it will be better than the Informer. They'll have a segment on their website where they eat bread, they eat La Luigi sandwiches, if you will, while playing video games.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
I don't know what else to say. I have nothing to add to that.
That was beautiful.
I feel that Twizzlers will have their own video game.
Sonic will get arrested for doing cocaine.
I feel that the Doctor Who game. I feel that Nicolas Cage will start his own video game called Caged and Confused.
Yes, please. Yes. I hope that's the only piece of real news that you actually had.
I'm looking forward to the Hardy Boys video game. Except for you're not solving mysteries. You're just in a time vortex, so there's really no plot.
And there's guns. Yeah, lots of guns.
You assassinate George R.R. Martin before he writes Game of Thrones. You go like a little bit further, you assassinate Lincoln for no reason. And then you end up the Spanish taking over Native Americans. And you just sit there and watch and enjoy. I feel it will be praised as an artistic triumph for video games. Because it makes no sense.
I hear that Nancy Drew will be a special character exclusive to the Xbox 360 version of that
and
game.
And only if you pre-ordered from Best
and
Buy.
And I heard that Catwoman will make an appearance in the game. No explanation as to how that happened, but I can only assume that it is correct.
It will require a code.
Yes, of course it will.
It will require a code to unlock Nancy Drew, which also comes with Catwoman.
Nancy Drew is Catwoman.
Damn, he just...
Nancy Drew couldn't even figure that out.
I feel
that
Catholic Church will release a video game called The Bible, The Game.
The Bible, The Game.
And in that wonderful, wonderful game, The Bible, The Game, there will be certain side missions. Which will be like the Grand Theft Auto hot coffee scandal. I'll let you fill in the blanks. The Catholic Church is releasing it, remember that. Moving on. So those were predictions for the calendar year 2012. This has been the Yarncher Gamer Podcast. I hope you enjoyed our shenanigans, even our hijinks. And please tune in next week when all of our predictions are proven right.